Okay, nice opening, except for one thing. The low strings is not doesn't really have an accent on it. It's a line. So just kind of have articulation on the strings. Make sure the notes connect. All of the half notes connect to each other as much as possible. Pizzicatos, listen to the quarter notes that you when you can with the melody and the in the violas and cellos. Cellos, pizzicatos, make sure you press your fingers down very solid. The note will ring more. If you can vibrato, it's great to vibrato on pizzicato notes like these. Pitch in the cellos in general, listen carefully. Careful C natural on the first violins. I'd like to hear a little bit more feeling of musical line rather than quarter note that you feel a connection to the notes. This is a ballet, and so the music that you have people who are dancing to this and their motions on the stage, their movement I should say on the stage would be very flowing in this particular piece. So not choppy, so make it as smooth as you can. Same thing in the violins here, both parts. Make it as connected as you can, so it's like a long line. I won't sing it to you. I started to, but just like it, almost like it had a slur over the first two measures that you have there. Even though it isn't slurred, make the bows very connected. The top note should be the climax as far as the melody is concerned, and then it kind of comes down there. Not a decrescendo, but just energy-wise, it kind of it backs down, then it starts over again four measures later. Keep the energy in the bow, even though it's longer and harder to play. Make sure that you have the energy throughout the bow. Move the bow closer to the fingerboard. I'm sorry, closer to the bridge to get a bigger sound. Watch the release. Very good. Good release at the very end there. Okay. Some minor things to work on. Listening very carefully and stylistically playing the music that is called for, of all the connecting notes and always listen for intonation. The quarter note, first and second violin, should be a full quarter note. D, and then the next measure you have it, two measures later, it's their eighth notes. Make sure that you make the quarter note have its full value. A hard note, hard chord to hear in tune. You did it nicely there with the E flat in the violins. Don't rush. Pizzicatos have a tendency to rush. I tell my people that all cantos rush. Pizzicato, staccato, marcato. So if you think about that, try not to let them push. Thank you. the rushing there again. That takes a lot of discipline. You have to count. Think the subdivision. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and will help. It's not something that your director can control. It has to come from you as a musician. Okay, good. I enjoy the pieces written by this composer. I've done some with full orchestra that are fantastic pieces, so thank you for letting me hear a couple of new ones that I haven't heard. Probably not new for the composer, but new for me. But I do appreciate you playing them. I appreciate you being involved in the clinic today. I hope that you have a good experience. I've been here many years. I know that you participated in many of those years, so unfortunately for me, I don't get a chance to work with your orchestra today, but hopefully another time in the future. So have a safe trip. Hope the clinic is good for you and that everything goes well. Bye-bye.